Welcome to Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington, for the game between the Kansas City Royals and the Minnesota Twins. Here are the starting lineups. For the Kansas City Royals. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, George Brett. Batting second. The DH, Hal McRae. Batting third. The left fielder, Joe LaHood. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Al Cowens. Batting fifth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting sixth. The catcher, Darryl Porter. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Amos Otis. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Freddie Patek. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Frank White. Pitching for the Kansas City Royals, Paul Splitterv. For the Minnesota Twins. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Bob Randall. Batting second. The first baseman, Rod Carew. Batting third. The right fielder, Dan Ford. Batting fourth. The DH, Craig Cusick. Batting fifth. The catcher, Butch Weiniger. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Roy Smalley. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Willie Norwood. Batting eighth. The left fielder, Bob Gorenski. Batting ninth. The third baseman, Jerry Terrell. Pitching for the Minnesota Twins, Dave Golds. And now, play ball. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Joe LaHood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHood hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Randall settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew bunts towards third. Brett fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Carew moves to second. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick strikes out. Two outs. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger hits a fly ball into left field. LaHood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals nothing, and the Twins nothing. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Cowens. The throw from Weiniger and he is safe. Cowens steals second. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Darryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cowens scores. It's 1-0, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins nothing. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski takes first base on ball four. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 0 for 1 in the game. Randall hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of LaHewitt. Randall reaches second base with a double. Smalley scores. There goes Gorenski trying to get to home. LaHewitt throws the ball into Patek, who relays the ball to Porter, who tags Gorenski, who came all the way from first, for the out. It's Royals, 1, Twins, 1. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 1, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek hits a fly ball into right field. Ford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 0 for 1 in the game. Brett hits a line drive into right field. Ford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ford. White goes all the way around to score. Brett moves to third. That run is unearned. It's 2-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 1 in the game. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. Brett scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 3-1, Royals. Joe LaHewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaHewitt is 0 for 1 in the game. LaHewitt strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0 for 1 in the game. Cusick hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Cowens for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 1 in the game. Mayberry is called out on strikes. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter takes first base on ball 4. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 1 in the game. Otis strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 1 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into center field. Otta settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Smalley hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of La Hewitt. Smalley reaches second base with a double. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 1 in the game. Norwood hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Gorenski hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. White settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 3, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. Patek takes first base on ball 4. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patek moves to second. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Brett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Patek scores. White moves to third. It's 4-1, Royals. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 2 in the game. He's got one RBI. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to second for the out. White scores. One out. It's 5-1, Royals. Joe La Hewitt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. La Hewitt is 0 for 2 in the game. La Hewitt hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 1 in the game. Terrell hits a pop-up towards short. Patek settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Randall strikes out. Two outs. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Carew hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Carew. The throw from Porter and he is safe. Carew steals second. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Ford strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Smalley scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 2 in the game. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Carew scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Mayberry for the out. Two outs. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Josie Depp now playing left field. Craig Kucyk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kucyk is 0 for 2 in the game. Kucyk hits a fly ball into center field. Ota settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0 for 2 in the game. Weiniger hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 2 for 2 in the game, with two doubles. Smalley hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0 for 2 in the game. Norwood hits a fly ball into left field. Zdeb settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 2 in the game. Otis is called out on strikes. One out. Freddie Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Patek hits a ball on the ground into left center field for a base hit. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. White hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Golds fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a line drive into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gorenski hits a pop-up towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Terrell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Terrell is 0 for 2 in the game. Terrell hits a fly ball into center field. Otis settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Randall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Randall is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Randall is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 5, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0 for 3 in the game. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a ball on the ground towards third. Terrell fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Josie Depp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Cowens takes first base on ball 4. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 0 for 3 in the game. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Cowens moves to second. Jim Schellenbach now pitching. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cowens scores. Mayberry moves to third. It's 6-1, Royals. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0 for 3 in the game. Otis takes first base on ball 4. Porter moves to second. Freddy Patek is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Patek is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Patek hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mayberry scores. Porter scores. Otis moves to third. It's 8-1, Royals. Dave Johnson now pitching. Frank White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. White hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis scores. Patek moves to second. It's 9-1, Royals. George Brett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brett is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Brett hits a fly ball into left field. Gorenski settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Rod Carew is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Carew is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Carew hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dan Ford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Ford hits a fly ball into right field. Cowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Craig Cusick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cusick is 0-for-3 in the game. Cusick hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Otis. Cusick reaches second base with a double. Butch Weiniger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weiniger is 0-for-3 in the game. Weiniger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 9, and the Twins 1. The Royals will come to bat. Hal McRae is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McRae is 0-for-4 in the game. He's got two RBIs. McRae hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Joe Zdeb is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zdeb is 0-for-1 in the game. Zdeb hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Randall fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-2 in the game. With two walks. Cowens hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Zdeb moves to second. Jeff Holly now pitching. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a line drive into right field. Ford picks it up and fumbles the ball. That's a base hit and an error on Ford. Zdeb scores. Cowens moves to third. It's 10-1, Royals. Daryl Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Porter hits a fly ball into center field. Norwood settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Amos Otis is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Otis is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Otis hits a ball on the ground towards second base. Randall fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Royals 10, and the Twins 1. The Twins will come to bat. Roy Smalley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smalley is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single and two doubles. Smalley strikes out. One out. Willie Norwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Norwood is 0-for-3 in the game. Norwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Patek scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bob Gorenski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gorenski is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk, Gorenski hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Splitter fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Kansas City Royals, 10, and Minnesota Twins, 1. Goodbye from Metropolitan Stadium in Bloomington.